something for the weekend. It's Saturday. How are you? It's Trina, and Lindsay O'Connell is here from the Sick of Plastic campaign. Hi, Lindsay. How are you?
Hi, Trina. How are you?
We're just talking there off air about how they keep changing the rules when it comes to recycling. We kind of don't know where we stand. Might talk about that in a sec. But the reason you're on is there is a brilliant new photographic exhibition starting. It's going to be on in Dublin from the 12th of October at the Harbour Plaza in Dunleary, and then it moves to Skerry's Promenade from the 15th of November right up until the 15th of December. And this is really some spectacular work. They're featuring the world's most acclaimed environmental photographers. I love seeing these pictures because they really tell a story. And I remember seeing a photograph years ago. I think it was a seagull or something. And it had, you know, those plastic, the tops off the cans, like the beer cans, you know, that keeps a four pack together. And it was trapped around his neck. And it really makes you think, doesn't it? So I suppose that's the idea of doing these exhibitions, is to get people thinking more about the environment and our planet and what we can do, isn't it?
That's right. So part of our campaign is education. So we're trying to tell people about the problems when it comes to plastic. And when we started our campaign 3 years ago, we found that a lot of people didn't really understand that there was such a big problem. But as time has gone on, and I think as we're seeing more litter in our local environments, and we're hearing about the problem of all that exported plastic around the world, we're starting to understand that this is a huge global problem. So having this exhibition, National Geographic, I mean, their photographers are all over the world. Like you say, Trina, their photographs are such a high quality. This exhibition tells us the whole story of plastic. And it's not only just from an Ireland perspective, it's from every part of the world, really. So we go on this journey from when plastic was first invented over a century ago and how it kind of became really important for us in our safety equipment and our aeroplanes and things like that, to where we are today with mass consumption and how it's really affecting us in a global scale. Mm. And it kind of draws people in with the photographs are so striking and so colourful. And then underneath it, each photograph, we have a story from the photographer, why they felt this picture was important and where the picture came from. So there's a history then within each photograph, and you're taken on this really important journey of learning, but also discovery. And I think you walk away with it with a lot more information than you had beforehand, and a feeling that maybe you should do something about it personally, which is what we're hoping for.
What can we do though, Lindsay? I mean, there's kind of no avoiding plastic.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Masks everywhere as well. All that litter too. They're the new problem as well.
I know. And all the takeaway packaging, because we weren't able to eat inside. I know it's everywhere. And once you put that lens on, like once you kind of start seeing the plastic, you notice it everywhere. You walk into your bathroom, you walk into your kitchen, you walk into your office space, and you think to yourself, oh, I'm surrounded by it. And, you know, that's on purpose. It's not an accident. The plastic industry is the fossil fuel industry. So plastic comes from oil and gas. And as we power our cars more environmentally friendly, and as we kind of power our homes more sustainably, the oil and gas companies have to look at different ways of making profits. And plastic is the way to do it. So they're throwing out as much plastic as they can. They're telling producers, telling companies and countries and shops, you need to wrap all of your produce in plastic. It's safer, it's blah, 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 blah. It makes the shelf life longer. And most of the time it doesn't. In some cases it is necessary, and we understand that, but most of the time it's very unnecessary.
It drives me mad when I go into my shopping, right, and the fruit, everything that you buy is in a package, so you have to take that out, put that in your fruit basket, then you throw the thing away or into the recycling if you can. It just makes no sense to me, because when we were growing up, none of the fruit or veg had packaging on it.
Exactly. And if you go to Lidl in France, for example, none of their fruit and veg is in plastic. If you go to Germany, none of their fruit and vegetables is in plastic as well. So there's a real inconsistency when it comes to shops and how they wrap their produce as well. And if you speak, I speak to my mother-in-law a lot, and she always tells me that they used to bring back their bottles and get money back for it. And reuse was a real thing. So when plastic first came out, people were like, well, how can I reuse this Tupperware? It's valuable. But now we just see it as invaluable because it's everywhere. We just throw it away, and we have this real association with plastic being useless, you know, and worthless.
What do you do then at home if you were to give tips to anybody listening right now? Like, what can we do? Because I have seen ads on telly. There's a couple of cosmetics companies who have started doing the shampoo in a bar of soap now instead of in a bottle. I've noticed that in the last couple of weeks. But what can we do, or what do you do in your house that makes a difference?
Sure, I'm not by any means I try as best I can, but nobody's perfect. So where I can, like you say, I tried out those shampoo bars. To be honest, I was very skeptical. I thought my hair was going to go very frizzy, and the conditioning bars I found amazing. I'm still actually using them in my house, and they last for ages, which is deadly. And I moved over to a lot of, you know, menstrual products. Like I use a reusable cup and reusable sanitary towels. So I'm actually saving money with a lot of these changes as well, which is excellent. But then for other things, like I seek out maybe a zero waste shop. So there's one in Drumcondra near me in Dublin. I'm lucky I have, you know, access to a few of these shops that have plastic free. So all of their grocery is loose where possible. And then when I have to go to Lidl and Aldi, I've got kids, you know, like a young kids, I have to go do supermarket runs as well. I push back against them and I pull the manager aside and I say, this is too much plastic. I write an email. And that's what our campaign Sick of Plastic is really good for. So yeah. Anyone who's interested in writing a letter or doing an audit in their local shop or pushing back against their local shop, get in touch with us and we'll give you the tools to be able to do that. And then in a more kind of top-down approach, what we do is we actually sit down with those big supermarkets, you know, Tesco's, Dunnes, Musgraves, Lidl and Aldi, and we say to them, you should be doing more and you should be doing more refill. And we're trying to apply pressure that way and politically as well.
I remember speaking to one of your colleagues, actually, Lindsay, a couple of years ago. And I think at the time she was saying, if anybody can keep an eye on even the pricing of things that are in packaging compared to the loose product, to keep an eye on that as well. Where was the place you mentioned there in Drumcondra? Because I'm a local as well.
Ooh, small changes. They actually have two shops now and they're a zero waste store. There's loads of them popping up around the country though. If you search for the hashtag We Choose Reuse, that campaign as part of a voice campaign is actually documenting all of the zero waste shops in Ireland. So you should be able to find one local to where you live as well. And they're really great.
Now, can we go back on something you mentioned there? This menstrual cup. I didn't think that anybody actually used them. Is it not a bit gross?
Oh, yeah, it is gross. At the start, it was, it put me off and I thought, how far am I willing to go here with my green credentials, you know?
We all applaud, you know, you're doing your best. But is that kind of a bit, but too much?
You know what? At the start, I thought it would be. And the first couple of times I used it, yeah, it was. But now I'm used to it. And I see the money saving and I see the environmental saving. At the end of the day, it's just a bit of blood and it's my blood. So I'd rather, you know, me use that than putting plastic, because tampons and sanitary towels are actually like full of plastic and chemicals. And if you think about it, it's a much cleaner and safer way of doing it if you want to keep plastic out of your body.
Okay. And do you ever worry though about any kind of, you know, leakages or anything like that though?
Well, yeah. So the first time I used it, I had to get it right. So the first time I used it, I didn't insert it properly. So it's like the first time I used a tampon. And so I wore a pad with it. And there was a bit of a spill. And then the next month, I realized I hadn't positioned it properly. And then after that, it was game ball. I was flying with it, you know, and now I have a few. And so I have daughters and I'm kind of looking forward to the day where I can give them the options. It's personal choice. It's whatever makes you comfortable, you know, but I wish I had that option when I was younger, because I only found out about these things about 5-6 years ago. If I think of all of those sanitary towels and tampons that I've been thrown in the bin over the years, you know, the wasteful.
Yeah, I think it's one thing that I won't be changing though, if I'm honest now, Lindsay, if I'm totally honest about it. In terms then of the recycling, say, there have been changes, as we mentioned, what can go into your green bin. What are the changes? What can now go in there?
Soft plastics. So for so long, we've been given out because soft plastics don't go into recycling in Ireland, and they do in so many other countries. So soft plastics are like, if you scrunch up the plastic that's wrapped around your apples and your oranges and things like that, if you scrunch it and it kind of opens back up again, that's soft plastics. And we weren't able to recycle them before, but now they've kind of improved the technology in our waste sorting facilities. So now we can actually recycle soft plastics. It is a good thing. It is a good thing that we can recycle them. But at the end of the day, what we're asking for is less plastic in the first place.
Yeah, so we don't want them in the first place. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're missing the point a little bit, guys. I mean, if we don't have to have it, let's get rid of it. And if we need to use plastic, let's make sure it's reusable. It's good quality. We can reuse it over and over again. You know, because these like soft plastic, when you recycle them, you can only recycle them a couple of times and then they just disintegrate and they're useless and they have to be incinerated anyway.
Yeah.
So it is a good thing, but let's just get rid of it.
So what do you like then at home? Are you watching what everybody is doing, making sure that they're recycling the correct things? Because this is something in my house. I'm a bit of a recycling fiend, right? And if I see my husband putting something in the wrong bin, I start going mad, going, no! I'm like, why would you put that in the black bin when that can go in the green bin? So are you watching everybody? Is everyone afraid almost to put something in the wrong bin around you?
Do you know what? At the start, they were. I just like everything, you know, if someone goes vegetarian or vegan, all that, that's all they can talk about. Or if they take up cycling or whatever, you know, that's all they seem to be able to talk about. And at the start, yes, I was. But it's funny that my kids are only like, they're under 10, but they have taken it on and they give out to me now. And they're like, oh, mom, you know, are you sure? Have you washed that properly before you put it in? And all the rest of it. Seriously, and even like taking them out into the environment, they're noticing the litter around and they're getting really frustrated by it. Whereas I never would have seen that when I was younger. I suppose maybe there's more of it now. But yeah, I started it in the house, but I definitely noticed that my kids have kind of taken it up with gusto. They're more annoying than me now.
So Lindsay, thanks so much for joining us today, giving us all that info. And the photographic exhibition is going to be at the Harbour Plaza in Dunleary from the 12th of October, and then it moves off to Skerries. It's going to be at Skerries Promenade from the 15th of November until the 15th of December. Thanks Lindsay, take care.
You too, thanks Trina.
This is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.